The Obama administration, along with five other military allies, including Great Britain and France, has reached an historical deal that promises to delay Iran's nuclear weapons program in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions that had been weighing heavily on that country. This agreement at least postpones Iran's ability to manufacture nuclear weapons into some indefinite future. Neocons and right-wingers are crying appeasement, but they wouldn't have been happy with any agreement reached by the Obama administration. Indeed, 47 Republican senators wrote a letter to the Iranian government, all but telling them that the United States wouldn't be bound by any such agreement in an attempt to scuttle the talks in March. These folks wouldn't be happy unless Iran was bombed into a gentle radioactive glow and are still calling for military strikes, as if precision bombing with guided munitions would solve any sort of problems in the powder keg that is the Middle East. As the deal is a political agreement and not an actual treaty, the next president, presumably if it were Republican, would be free to renege on the agreement. While there are too many Republican candidates to quote in full, I'll be concise in saying that Republicans do not like this deal. Keep this in mind when you're asked to vote for president in 2016.